Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. What's going on, people? We are back to episode 42 of 2023, The Broken Pieces Chronicles, all about the BS. Oh, man, last week's episode, ugly. Embracing your ugly, learning to love yourself again. I hope you guys thoroughly enjoyed it. If you haven't listened to it, it's your first time tuning in to the BPC, go back and listen to it. Listen to the makeup season where we really started to deal with this thing called ugly and realize your ugly is beautiful. But the crazy thing is, when I was talking about ugly last week, I alluded to something in the middle of the podcast. It was space takers versus placemakers. And so during my prayer time this week, and just my time to reflect on my own life over the years as it went by, and just things I've experienced in the last several months, last couple of years, even last few weeks, I realized that it was on my heart to dig into this thing called this thing about making a home. And difference between a space taker and a placemaker. So today's episode, we're going to dig into that. And before I start pulling in too far, let me go in and give a shout out. We got a new country alert, people. It's been a while. We just picked up Egypt. So again, another round of applause for Egypt. Welcome Egypt to the family. Listen, y'all, if y'all don't believe this thing sharing works, I'm telling y'all, I don't know how that's the only reason they could be finding me, because I'm still learning how to work this social media platform for us, just for the podcast and everything else. I'm on every major platform. So if you search for a certain genre for broken pieces or going through broken things and self-help, I'll pop up, but they're finding me. So keep sharing. I appreciate you guys. But anyway, thank you, Egypt. Welcome to the family. Much love to you. But let's get into this thing, this title, this episode, Home. Space takers versus placemakers. Now, I could have added another little subtitle to it, but it'd been too long. And I would have wanted to say something like this. How to know if you are around or you found your ugly person. And I know people, a lot of people talking about dating and all this stuff. It's many podcasts about this, but I want to look at this tactics thing differently. Looking at from a standpoint of you are looking for somebody that's supposed to be a placemaker in your realm of your new ugly. And they're ugly too. They're unique. They're good. They have greatness in them that complements yours. And y'all have an individual purpose. And y'all have a collective purpose together. They have the grace to give you when you make your mistakes and when your other ugly comes out because you're not perfect, and you have the same for them. And the key thing at the end, they're relationally and emotionally intelligent. I can't even sit there and emphasize how important it is. Do your research. I might dig into that, you know, EI versus SI, spiritual intelligence, well, RI, ENI, might deal with that. Who knows? Might come a future episode. But anyway, they're that, and that's important. But the crazy thing this week, for some of you old heads out there, or just people who are connoisseurs of good R&B music, there was an R&B singer. Her name was Stephanie Mills. And this woman has a voice. Her voice is just so amazing. But she had this song that was sung on the Wiz. It was on the Wiz soundtrack. Or maybe she just made it. But anyway, she was in my eyes. But it was called Home. But it was in my spirit, like so heavy. I kept listening to it. And for me, sometimes when I listen to certain songs, I listen to them from a spiritual standpoint and think of like God and what he's done for me. And how this piece I have, but I saw it that way, but also saw it differently. And it starts out like this. She says, when I think of home, I think of a resting place, a place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And then it's a pause. Then she talked about that's where my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled me to the wonderful experience in Oz. So I was like, that's cool. But I stopped at that place when she said, where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And realized that is the definition of home. A place where you can rest, where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. Not saying there's not going to ever be no conflict. It happens. Part of growing together. But is there peace there? Is there quiet there? Is there serenity? And then is there love? You know, like the L in love in ugly, loving. I talk about the UG and forgot, and I forgot to say the L a while ago. But yes, love. So that's what we're going to deal with today when we talk about space takers versus place makers. So let's deal with the first one. First thing we're going to talk about is the space taker. And I'm not going to have to stay here long, but I need to bring this thing home. So a quick definition of space is a continuous area or expanse which is free, available, and occupied. So I imagine if you're not in a relationship right now, you have a space. Keep in mind, it's a space, but it's also a place for somebody. But stay here in a space. You have a space beside you, not behind you, man. She walks beside you. Not in front of you, ladies. He walks beside you. If a man ever tell you that he have to walk in front of you and you got to serve him blindly, that's not servant leadership. That's not him having your back and making sure that y'all see the same vision. More on that later. You have a space that is empty right now. And the problem with that space is sometimes we get to a place, look at that word again, and we feel that, oh my God, this space has been too empty for too long. Or, oh my God, I want to do something, but I have nobody to go with me. So let me get somebody to just take up the space. No, no, no. Don't get somebody to take up that space. Because the problem is, you're going to have no people trying to take that space without you having to look for somebody to take up that space just for a moment. And I'm going to tell you why. Because a space taker is always around the corner. They almost look like the place maker, but they are really not the place maker because they're not fully ugly. They have not went through their broken season to find themselves yet, to find out who they really are. Because interesting, I just got out of church service. And y'all know who, you know, my belief system about I'm open and loving to everybody. But pastor was talking about, like, in order for you to have your breakthrough, you must first have your break in and break out your box. And that's funny because that's what we've been talking about. When you ugly, you've been through these things in life that's caused you to find your uniqueness, your greatness, your goodness, your loving unconditionally. In all your relational, emotional, intelligence, because you've been through all these things and you have power. So people will try to take up that space and try to break into that space. And you need to understand that that space is priceless. That space is valuable. Because if you get a space taker in the place of a place maker, you're going to go on a necessary detour. And trust me, I got a t-shirt on that. I have a t-shirt on that. Because I spent years looking for a space taker because I was broken and didn't know what a placemaker looked like. That's a whole podcast by itself. But here we are. But now I know. So in my wholeness, I'm choosing to wait on a placemaker. I've met people who feel like placemakers. I've met people who've taken up space, who are space takers, and instantly I knew. And you'll know. We're getting into that later too. But at the end of the day, your placemaker either hasn't made it, or you might have came across them and they weren't ugly yet. And again, you know, I told you, I believe in things come back full circle if it's meant to be. And they come back in a different season, or they might not come back. Or you might have somebody around you right now who is a friend. You're not in a relationship, y'all close, but they're in a space near you, but not in that place. So they're not really a space taker because they hadn't gotten to that place that locks in like a rib, like the rib next to you and links in. But they're around. They might be going through the season of finding ugly. Who knows? But the bottom line is you're going to know when the placemaker arrives. And I promise you in the second segment, you understand. So that's the first definition when I said take. Here's another one. And you know what? Also at the end, it's also to seize or capture physically. Let me go there too. To seize or capture physically is going to segue into the other. people will come into your life, say the right things just to get close to you, and don't act like you know what I'm talking about. They'll say the right things, make you feel a certain way just because they want your milk. I'm sorry, they want your cookies. They want to be physically with you, but they don't want the substance. They don't want everything else that you bring to the table. And they should want both. Matter of fact, I will implore you that if they come at you for your cookies, they don't deserve your milk, and they don't deserve your cookies either. If they come at you for your milk, you determine the other stuff when it's that time. But they value you. They talk into you. Matter of fact, let me say this. I've spoken to several of my female friends, but guys, this applies to you as well. If you meet somebody and they're speaking at you or out of you and not into you, I'll tell you right now, they're not a placemaker, they're a space taker. A placemaker is going to speak into you and speak life into you because they understand the power of life and death is in their tongue. And they're going to start pouring into you immediately at a certain level. Now, it's not going to be full-fledged pour. Just let the sprinkler system go in the whole yard. It might be just a handheld watering jug, but they will speak into you. So keep that in mind when you're trying to figure out the difference between a space taker and a placemaker. But they physically trying to seize and capture you, space taker. And then part two of that taking definition says to put oneself into is et cetera, whatever, for pleasure or physical benefit. Did not just segue into that? When somebody just wants to take up your space, they want to be in your space too. Figure out what I'm talking about if you don't know what I mean. Figure out what I'm talking about if you don't know what I mean. If you're a female, they want to be into your space. Enough said right there. If you're a male, they want you to be pulled into their space. And that's it. And the thing is, you might start out like that, and then what'll happen is you'll get these feelings and stuff and you're going to think they're a placemaker because you tied to them because you got caught up in a cookie and the cookie was good, but the cookie only fills you up. You never got a real chance to sample the milk. And now you caught up. And now you got a whole situation because you got a soul tie. Talked about that already. Not even going there. Look back in the archive when I did soul ties versus soul mates. You want to check that out. But those are your space takers. So as we get ready to go on our first break, this might be a little lengthy podcast today, but it's necessary, or it might be short. I don't know. I'm lying. Whatever happens, happens. I want you to take inventory of your life. Inventory your life from a standpoint, not for relationships only, because I think personal relationships only, that's important. Start there. Matter of fact, start there. Stay there. We talk about the other stuff enough. Look around you. Look at the people you're interacting with, the people you're interested in, the people that are interested in you, yada, yada, yada. Figure it out. The people that you are looking at, if you're mature enough and you really are at that space where you want to have a home and not just a house, because many of you probably have a house, but you don't have a home. Start asking yourself, just based off of what we just discussed, this conversation you and I just had in this first segment, is this person a space taker? And if they are, listen. And then get ready to have hard conversations as you get ready to go into this week of Thanksgiving and to be thankful that you've been able to figure this out to save yourself some time. All right. I'm Miracles One. We're about to go on our first break. I will see you back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we're back for segment two of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, episode 42 of 2023, Home, Space Takers versus Placemakers. So last segment, we talked about set up the home and setting up what a space taker is. And I told you in your call to action to make your list, look in your environment and make your list. Let's talk about the placemaker. Let's talk about that unicorn, that rare find. And I'm not talking about the sexual unicorn. If you don't know what that is, Google it. not that one. This unicorn is, Google a unicorn that's a rare soulmate or person that's meant to be in your life, and you'll see. It's interesting. Hard to find, but when you find it, you've hit the jackpot. Placemaker. You know, I said last segment, this might be a long episode, but I think it's probably going to fall up under 30 because I'm not going to stay on this one long. So let me get into a placemaker. First of all, let me just tell you what a place is. Very simple definition. A portion of space available or designated, for or being used by someone. Let me say that again. A portion of space. When I said space earlier, space is still there, but the place designate what type of space it is. A portion of space available or designated for or being used by someone. This place I'm about to talk about, I'm talking about now, has been designated for your ugly person. Your unique person, your good person, your person has greatness in you, in them, and the grace to deal with you and your flaws, because we all have flaws. They are loving unconditionally, and they're relationally, emotionally intelligent. That space is for them, which is now called a place. That space is for them, that the space takers were trying to take that as a place. Why? Because they're going to make it into something special and bring value to it. See, a place maker isn't just about a place make. Somebody just making a place. It's bigger than that. This person has been designated to be your ugly, to create something beautiful. Matter of fact, while I'm here, I'm segueing right now. Next week's episode is going to be titled, something along the line, can two ugly people make a beautiful creation? The answer is yes. We get into it next week. But since I'm here, I have to say it. This place is designated for your ugly person because their job is to make something beautiful in your life, in yours and theirs. And I promise you, I'll talk about more next week. I didn't expect it to happen. It wasn't in my notes right now. It just kind of came out. Let me give you the definition of make. Let me give you the first one. To cause to happen to or be experienced by someone. That person has been designated to be in that place, you're ugly. They have been set aside to cause you to experience uniqueness in a relationship in a way you never experienced before. This is your unique relationship. Experience goodness of being loved unconditionally. I just went to the love to the L by someone who has the grace to accept you and all your flaws, and you have the grace to accept theirs, because y'all are now in a perfect relationship, which is when two ugly, imperfect people come together to make the perfect relationship. They have the ability to love you unconditionally. And just to go here again, I say it all the time. They have the ability to love you with patience, to love you with kindness, to not be boastful, not be rude, not be proud. They're not going to be perfect. They're going to have moments. They're not self-seeking. They're not easily angered. They keep no records of your mistakes or wrongs. Does not mean be a fool. You don't know, you guys. They keep somebody doing the same thing over and over again to you. That's wrong. I'm not saying that. They do not delight in evil. They rejoice with truth. They always protect you. They persevere through everything, and you can trust them. They can trust you. And that type of love never fails. That's what they're making, that type of environment. And they can do that because they're relationally and emotionally intelligent. Yes, they are. Because that's what they're causing to happen for you, and you're causing to happen for them. But the other thing they do, once they cause it to happen, this is my favorite part of making. Definition, to favor the growth or occurrence of. This placemaker is going to multiply that seed that I just spoke about in the last part. Now, last segment just now, the things they're going to do being ugly. Not only are they going to take a space that becomes a place and y'all grow together, but they're going to water and it's going to turn from a seed into a plant that bears fruit. And that fruit, because it came from a good seed, is going to release into the ground with more seeds and create more fruit. And if y'all have kids, more fruit. You're going to multiply. Your job on this earth, the reason God sent us, the reason Facebook sent us is to be fruitful and multiply. That's what your ugly person is going to do. That's what your placemaker is going to do. Y'all are put in a place, to take up a space together to make a place for each other, but also make a place and an imprint and an impact on this world, which is what we'll get into next week when I say, can two ugly things make a beautiful creation? They can, but it's way bigger than just within themselves. That's what a placemaker does. Is that not a reason to be excited? Is that not a reason for you to sit there and say, let me move these space takers out of the way because I want my placemaker? Because we're going to create something so beautiful, other people are going to benefit from it. Not just our family and our kids, or if you don't have kids, other people in your inner circle, but everybody you guys touch. Because ugly people are put together for purpose. Ugly people are put together for ugly purposes. To bring something unique to the world, to bring their goodness to the world, to everybody, to bring their greatness that's been put in them since the beginning of time to the world, and have the grace to be loving unconditionally to others who don't always get them as they learn what gift you've all poured out to them in their relationally and emotionally intelligent to be able to deal with people properly with empathy and sympathy. That's why you need your ugly person. And that's why it's good for you to have found your ugly, because you can't find your ugly in somebody else until you found your ugly in yourself and learn to love you and learn to love your ugly. Right? That's it. I have nothing else on placemaking. I just think that's where you end on the high point. There's nothing else for me to elaborate. What is your call to action? Go back and look at your notes again from segment one and say, right at the end, from this day forward, I will not settle for space taker. I want my ugly person who I have been destined to be a placemaker with. And we're going to make places and better spaces for others. All right. In the second segment, going to take a 36-second break. We're going to come back. And we almost done. A Miracles One. See you shortly. All right, people, we are back for the conclusion of home. Space takers versus placemakers. You know, I wish I could play music right now because I would play Home by Stephanie Mills. I wanted this segment to be drawn out. When I say drawn out, I wanted to dig in, but it's one of those, I think it's enough meat there in the last two segments to really get ready to close this thing very quickly. I'm going to read another verse, some more lyrics out of that song. And then this actually comes toward the end. And she says this, and I it felt like a prayer. Just keep it real with you. And if it wasn't in her intentions, when you hear it, you only can think of that. And this is my prayer for you. That as you in this season, you get rid of space takers or you leave room, keep people in your life in the right spaces, but not in the placemaker's position unless they deem themselves worthy of it. Whatever it is you decide to do. This is the home, like I told you, I'm hoping you get, is a place of peace, a place of love, quiet, serenity, and a place of rest. But then she says this at the end. And oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we try and stay, or should we run away? Should we run away? Or will it be better just let the things, let them be? So that's telling you, if you're not sure if a person is a space taker or a placemaker, that's my prayer for you as well. That for me, that God shows you, for what you believe in, that's your choice. Love you anyway. But shows you, my prayer to God is that you get clarity this week. You get discernment this week to know who is the person that's supposed to make your home, supposed to be that placemaker, supposed to be your ugly, and who shouldn't be. Or if it's somebody who's around and you're not sure, you get clarity for that. Because you might end up being best friends, but they're not your placemaker. But whatever it is, that's my prayer for you, that you get a home. Because in order for you to make some ugly things throughout the world, you're going to need your ugly person, your ugly partner. Because it doesn't matter what you acquire in life if you don't have nobody to share it with. But you need to share your ugly with your ugly. Because y'all can make some very beautiful, and y'all can create some amazing and spectacular. So that's it. That's all I have for you. I would ask you, if you haven't heard this song, Home by Stephanie Mills, go listen to it. It's beautiful. I don't care what country you're from. If you understand English, evidently you do, you listen to me unless they translate it for you. Listen to that song and just think about that type of home you want. Even though she's talking about Oz in it, take Oz out and just say, this is for me. Because it's beautiful. So as I always say, the three S's, the main big S is support. Support through sharing, subscribing, reviewing. Sow a seed if you want to. Touching one life at a time. And I appreciate you guys and I love you to life. So like I always say here at the BPC, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. Because here, when you get broken and you break that box open, it breaks into something, some pieces. It's being broken to be put together in purpose for power. All right. I'm Miracles One. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving and I see you guys next week. Love you to life.